This is KUT. In Austin public education circles, it's common to hear people talk about the idea that Austin ISD is really two school districts, a wealthier district west of I-35 and a poorer, more neglected district east of I-35. Austin School Board Vice President Paul Saldana says he's aware of this perception.
The district has been around for a very long time. For anybody to think that the schools were laid out a certain way within the city, we would be denying that, you know, discrimination or violation of civil rights over the years didn't occur. It did occur.
Those differences can be seen in a variety of ways, including academics. A review of Austin ISD data shows how students earn college credit in high school depends on the campus. As KUT's Kate McGee reports, dual credit classes under the district's early college program are getting more popular, but access to more traditional and widely accepted advanced placement courses is still limited in East Austin schools.
Brenda Ortiz started taking AP courses at Austin High School her freshman year. She took AP Geography, and she studied hard, buying extra study guides, attending Saturday classes, but she still didn't score well enough to get college credit.
My professor actually gave me the, and I still have it at home, it was a hardest worker. I got that award from him.
She did well in the class, and she was interested in the subject.
But when I got my AP exam, I did not get a good grade, you know. I mean, I didn't get a 3 or a 4, you know, and that was kind of heartbreaking.
During her junior and senior year, Brenda decided to take dual credit classes through Austin Community College instead. As a student who comes from a low-income family, Brenda liked that she was able to get college credit for free. She also liked that she had the whole semester to earn the credit. It didn't come down to her score on one test.
For low-income background students, that's important. Like, you can't waste time. You don't have that time to waste. And you don't have that money to waste either.
Dual credit opportunities are increasingly popular district-wide and across the state. But as these courses become more widespread, some, including Texas Higher Education Commissioner Raymond Paredes, are concerned the classes aren't always as rigorous as they should be.
There's some districts where people are taking the attitude, well, if they can pass a course, that means they're college ready. Well, that's not true. It means if you have a class of 25 and 10 can't do the work, you're not going to flunk 10 kids in a class.
Students must take a state test to prove they're ready to take dual credit courses. But Paredes says there needs to be some way to ensure the courses these students get credit for are actually college level. Without some standard measure, like a test, he says there's a risk those classes could become watered down. Paredes is also concerned there aren't enough Texas students who are ready to do college work in high school.
Access without preparation is not opportunity. And I think we have to be very careful of that. If we don't hold the line on rigor and dual credit, we are not doing students a favor.
Paredes says when he hears students at lower performing schools are taking dual credit courses and not APs,
the implication is the dual credit courses aren't as tough.
And if dual credit is not seen as rigorous as AP classes, that could affect student outcomes, like where they're accepted to college, whether colleges will accept those credits, or how well they do if they enroll. Richard Rhodes is the president of Austin Community College. He says dual credit is better because it is a college class, not a high school class that prepares a student for college.
We ensure the rigor of the courses through curriculum, the syllabus, the teaching credentials, the evaluation of the teachers, the student evaluations. So we make sure that the rigor factors are in check.
But there's not a lot of local research that looks at how students who take AP or dual credit fare after high school graduation. Dual credit is so new, there's not as much data. One group doing research in this field nationally is the College Board, the company that administers the AP test. According to a 2008 College Board study, students in the AP program tend to have higher GPAs, earn more college credit, and graduate college at a higher rate than students who do not.
And those findings are even stronger for students on the lower ability level of the spectrum.
That's Trevor Packer from the College Board.
So an argument that we should simply reserve AP for the strongest students and put the weaker students in dual enrollment is not backed up by the research, which shows that the students who have the most to gain from a challenging course like AP are those students with lower than average ACT or SAT scores.
And a study out of Florida found students who take any type of dual enrollment course are more likely to go to college than students who take AP courses, but they are less likely to enroll in a four-year school. UT Austin and Texas State admissions officials say the colleges don't weigh AP courses over dual enrollment courses during the admissions process. Michael Orr is the Associate Director of Admissions at UT.
We desire and favor students who are maximizing their academic rigor while in high school, and that can be demonstrated in a variety of different ways.
But 60 to 70% of accepted students at UT come to the university with credit through an exam like AP. Closer to 40% are accepted with dual credit hours. Outside Texas, it can be harder to get colleges to accept dual credit hours if the school is unfamiliar with the college where the class was taken. When Brenda Ortiz was applying to college, she realized her dual credit classes wouldn't transfer to schools in California. Brenda ended up going to Texas State in 2014. That's where she received the most financial aid. Brenda says dual credit helped her start college as a sophomore. She begins her senior year this week.
You're saving money again, you're saving time, and then you're saving, and you're graduating early, you know, and I think that's the main reason why maybe more lower income communities hear about it, because it's an opportunity that can be taken advantage of, especially for someone who comes from a lower income.
Texas State says it doesn't track how many students are bringing dual credit hours with them when they enroll, but they say anecdotally, the number of students with dual credit hours is increasing. Kate McGee, KUT News.